It's the Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you today. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez reportedly has committed suicide in prison. That was earlier today. Prison officials in the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Shirley, Massachusetts, discovered his body hanged in his cell. It is an abrupt end to a very long story for Aaron Hernandez, once a rising star in the NFL, who was serving a life sentence without parole for the murder of Odin Lloyd in 2013. Just last week, Hernandez had been found not guilty in a second murder case, a double murder drive-by shooting that occurred in Boston in 2012. And in perhaps another stroke of irony, one that certainly will not be lost on the news media, the New England Patriots, Aaron Hernandez's team, appearing at the White House today to celebrate their most recent Super Bowl win with the President of the United States. Michelle Steele is a reporter for ESPN and joins me now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm well, but it's a disturbing story. The Aaron Hernandez story has been disturbing almost from the start. What are authorities making, if anything, of his death, of his suicide? What do we know?
What we know at this point is that he was discovered in a single cell. He was in the general population of this Massachusetts prison. However, he was sleeping in a cell by himself, and it was locked. In fact, he had taken various items and sort of jammed the door from the inside. It was his attempt to block the door from the inside, and he was discovered hanged by his own hands around 3 o'clock in the morning. Around 4 o'clock in the morning, when he was brought to the hospital, he was pronounced dead. Just a surreal end in the sports world to a very surreal story.
And has there been any indication from prison authorities that Aaron Hernandez had any other precipitating events, clashes with other inmates, or suicidal thoughts or behavior or threats or anything like that leading up to this moment?
You know, when he was first put in prison, this was in 2013, he was charged with the murder of one person, Odin Lloyd, who was an acquaintance of his. And I remember at the time when I was covering that story, people were talking about how he had a very businesslike approach to prison, almost like he was in training camp in the NFL. He continued doing his exercises. He had a very sort of upbeat, let's call it, demeanor, according to people who I talked with. And in fact, as recently as last week, I was talking to a source who had seen him in the courtroom for this next murder trial. Remember, he was just acquitted last week of murdering two other people in 2012. And they told me that his demeanor was as normal seeming as it could be, you know, joking with the attorneys at one point, talking to the courtroom employees. You know, one potential juror made a Deflategate reference at one point, and he smiled about that.
What are you taking away from our approach to criminal justice or even the way we interpret sports stars in our culture? Did we learn anything from this horrible episode?
I was speaking to someone who is very close to the family, and this was around the time that he was convicted of first-degree murder in 2015 for the murder of his acquaintance, Odin Lloyd. And they told me Aaron had a winning lottery ticket. He was someone who was a world-class athlete. He had been to a Super Bowl. He had just signed a $40 million contract, Todd. And all of it was thrown away.
And Michelle Steele, it should be said, an eye-opener and a tragedy will be more in the front of the public's eyes. The New England Patriots are set to visit the White House and visit the president today for last year's Super Bowl win.
Todd, talk about timing. They will certainly get many questions shouted at them from the press corps, Bill Belichick, the coach, and Robert Kraft, the owner, about what has happened to their former player.
Michelle Steele, reporter for ESPN. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.